You're listening to the Prison Poetry Workshop podcast. I'm Ren Smith. Here we present readings, commentary, recordings, and stories about the little-known and even less understood literary tradition of prison poetry. Today, we're doing a prison poetry workshop with Indiana poet Norbert Kraft. Norbert is a poet who grew up in Indiana and has received one of his state's highest honors.
I'm the former poet laureate of Indiana, yes.
And he's going to workshop a poem with us. This basically means Norbert is going to walk through a poem he wrote and teach us a little about what went into it. The poem he's about to read was aptly enough written for Etheridge Knight.
Mr. Blues and Etheridge Knight. It's always up and down, as you know. Sometimes up, sometimes down, you know.
Norbert's deeply personal poem came to him when he let the words just flow. For Norbert, when inspiration hits, it can be trance-like. The important thing is to let it take over.
One night I woke up, I had brought a legal pad in bed with me. I sat up, I wrote down six poems in draft as if by dictation. Then I put the pad away, turned off the lights, and went back to sleep.
Mr. Blues is about Etheridge, but it's also about trauma. Though Knight had passed away, thinking about him was part of the way Norbert freed himself up to write about something difficult.
I became aware that here's Etheridge, who found his voice in prison, and one of his best-known poems is We Free Singers Be, so that gets echoed in this poem. So no matter how down and out you are, you're still free to sing.
We Free Singers Be. It was on Etheridge Knight's tombstone, and now Kraft added his own voice to the many that Knight proposed liberating.
It's always up and down, as you know. Sometimes up, sometimes down, you know. Mr. Blues, I still refuse to give up, though. Got to pull yourself up again by the bootstrap. Better pull yourself up again by the bootstrap if you don't want to be caught in a nasty old trap.
Former Indiana Poet Laureate Norbert Kraft reading Mr. Blues and Etheridge Knight. So listen up now. We want you, our listeners, to sit back and write a poem for Etheridge Knight, though it can meander into any topic you want. Take a breath and let the words flow. Mail your poems to P.O. Box 448, Wilmington, North Carolina, zip code 28402. That's P.O. Box 448, Wilmington, North Carolina, 28402. Or you can visit us at prisonpoetry.org. There, you can submit poems and read more about Etheridge Knight. I'm Ren Smith. We'll be back next week with more prison poetry. To find out how you can lend your voice to our poetry archive, go to prisonpoetryworkshop.org.